Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through verse 24, to remain standing to honor the reading of God's Word. Ephesians 4:22. That in reference to your former manner of life, you have laid aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you are being renewed in the spirit of your mind, and have put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Father God, as we have been singing to you, we have sung some great truth that you have given to us. We have affirmed with our voices this morning, I am who you say I am. We are yours. We are chosen. We are new creations in Christ. Lord, thank you. And we affirm that before you. We thank you for it. We worship you in it. And Lord, now as we pray, we also declare it to our invisible enemy, Satan, the devil, and his host. Lord, we are yours. Satan, we are not yours. You have nothing in us. We declare it. We resist you, Satan, and you must flee. We declare who we are in Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, as we look again at these verses this morning, help us to know what to do with them. Help us to apply them. To apply them in victory. For your honor. For your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We look again this morning at the three things that Paul says we've already been taught in verse 22, the rejection of the old man in verse 23, the renewing of the new mind, And in verse 24, the replacement with the new man. We've been looking at these details and covered them several times. What we want to stress this morning is that each of these three truths, we've looked at the indicative force of them. Now we want to look at the imperative force that they have. In other words, you've seen what you have. Now we need to know from these verses what to do with it. What do you do with what is true of you in Christ? Verse 22, the rejection of the old man, we read with the indicative force in verse 22, you have laid aside the old man. That's accomplished fact about you in your salvation. In your salvation, here's a true statement. The old man, your old self, your identity, who you were before you were saved, died. It's dead. It's accomplished. That has been laid aside. But today we want to read verse 22 again, now with the imperative force. And when you read it with the imperative force, it reads this way. You should lay aside the old man. Now, why should I lay aside the old man? Because I have already laid aside the old man. And I should do it because it's already done. Say, well, if it's already done, why do I still need to do it? And remember, I trust, the illustration from last week that the old man that is dead is still being carried about like a dead body over your shoulder, over your back, like a dead body on you. You still have in your flesh, that is your physical body and all of its organs. You have in your physical body a principle, what Paul elsewhere calls a law, a principle of sin that dwells in you. And that wants to be incited in some way so that you will sin. So you should lay aside the old man. It's like laying aside, throwing off a dead body that you were carrying around. Remember, that dead body is decaying. Verse 22 calls it being corrupted in accordance with the lusts or desires of deceit. It's being corrupted. It's decaying. The sin principle in your flesh, in your physical body, still attempts to deceive you. Still attempts to deceive you. The desires of deceit. There's something in you that lies to you and deceives you. Don't listen to that. Put it off. Don't listen to it. If you do not throw off, put off, lay aside the old man, continuing to do that as an imperative, if you don't lay that aside, you are allowing the sin principle in you to deceive you and to decay or corrupt you. Don't allow that. Throw it off. Put it off. That's the imperative. Okay. Verse 23. The renewal of the mind. The indicative force is you are being renewed in the spirit, that is your mind. And we've talked about that for 2 weeks now. Being renewed by the Word of God, Romans 12:2, and by the Holy Spirit, Titus 3:5. The Word and the Spirit renewing you. You are being renewed by the Word and the Spirit. But now today, in verse 23, the imperative force would read this way. You should be being renewed in the Spirit. That is your mind. You are being renewed, therefore you should be being renewed. Well, if I'm being renewed, why do I have to be renewed? It's continual. But we're talking about the application of this today. In its indicative force, the renewal of your spirit, of your mind, is accomplished by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. But in the imperative force, it's more than just that. The imperative force is accomplished by faith. Believing what is being renewed in your mind. Believing it to be true by faith. What we saw back in verse 15 of chapter 4 is that this is by speaking the truth in love. by speaking the truth in verse 15 is how you grow up into Christ the head. By speaking the truth in verse 23 is how you apply the renewing of your mind by faith, believing and speaking your identity and riches in Christ. Believing and speaking it. You sang some of that this morning, didn't you? I am chosen. I am who you say I am. I am a child of God. Yes, I am. Do you know what? That's speaking the truth in love. That is. That's the declaration of faith in the truth about yourself in Christ. You speak it. I'm chosen. I'm blessed. Do we have to go back and read chapters 1 through 3 again in Ephesians? Yeah, you have to a lot, don't you? I'm chosen. I'm blessed. I'm redeemed. I'm forgiven. I'm lavished with grace. I have an inheritance in Christ. I have the Holy Spirit. That's who I am. Now listen. If you're not renewing your mind with that constantly, you forget, don't you? You have to renew your mind constantly with it. You mean like every day? You mean like maybe several times a day? As often as you need to, you need to renew your mind. The Lord does it through His Word and His Spirit, but you have to believe it. And you apply it by speaking it. I am raised and ascended with Christ to the right hand of the Father. That's just truth. That's just who I am as a believer in Christ. Say it. Speak it. Speak it to yourself. Speak it to others. Speak it to God. Say, well, I just speak it silently. Okay, but speak it out loud. It's good for you to hear it come out of your mouth. Speak it. That's the imperative force of this. Yes, we renew our mind. Our minds are renewed when we read the Bible. Our minds are renewed by the Holy Spirit. But do you know, you will not apply the renewal of your mind if all you do is read the Bible, but you don't believe it and speak it. You've got to believe what you read, and you've got to believe what is true, and you've got to speak what is true. Well, that wasn't any kind of a statement against reading the Bible, you know I would never make a statement like that. But it is a statement that says you have to use what you read. You have to use what you hear, and faith comes by hearing, and so believe it and speak it, and it will work. Your mind will be renewed. Verse 24, replacement with the new man. The indicative force we read, you have put on the new man. That's true. That's accomplished. The believer is a new creation in Christ, created in righteousness, in devotion, in truth. Verse 24. That's who you are. You are all of the things, the new man that Ephesians 1 through 3 say about you. You're all of those things. But now the imperative force, we would read it in verse 24, you should put on the new man. You are a new man, therefore put on the new man. Now, what is all of this? Let's for a moment look again at Romans chapter 6 today. Starting at verse 11, Romans chapter 6, verse 11. And I'm praying that this will really click for someone here today. Even so, consider yourselves, consider or count or reckon. Consider yourselves to be dead to sin. Now, is that true? If you're saved, are you dead to sin? The answer is yes. So believe it. Consider yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Is that true? Yeah, if you're saved, you're alive to God in Christ Jesus. You've put on the new man. You're a new creation in Christ. You're alive. Romans 6:12. Therefore, because it's true that you are dead to sin and alive to God in Christ, and you believe that, verse 12, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts or desires. The principle, the law of sin that is in your flesh has desires, has lusts. Do not let sin reign in your body. Verse 13, Romans 6:13, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of righteousness. Don't do that. But present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you. Sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Lay aside, put off, reject the old man. Consider yourself dead to sin. Do not present yourself to sin. Say, well, I can't help it. I just feel it. It seems so powerful. I just can't help it. Oh, sin shall not be master over you. Because you're under grace, you can help it. Because you have the living Christ in you. You are a new creation in Christ. And the new creation in Christ, the new man, does not sin. So don't live like the old man. You should put on the new man. That's the imperative force of this. Now, let's just apply these things in a number of ways this morning, and I hope again that it will click. For salvation, if you perhaps would say this morning, I'm not sure that any of this is about me or for me, and I am not saved, or I'm not sure if I've been saved, I'm not sure that I have all of this in Christ, then you're still in what Paul called the former manner of life. And that's all you've got. The old man in your case is all you've got. You don't have anything else. That's all you are. That's all you have. But know this. Jesus was born, lived a perfectly obedient life to God the Father and His law. Never sinned. Jesus died on the cross for you, as a substitute for your sins. He died for your sin. He took sin's penalty. He took the death that is the wages of sin. And he paid it for you. He was buried. He resurrected from the grave, physically, bodily, is alive, and he ascended to heaven where he is at the right hand of his Father, God. And he did that all for you. And Ephesians, we saw it back in chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, says that when you believe that, you trust Jesus for your salvation, for by grace you have been saved through faith. When you believe that, the moment you believe, in that very instant, the old is gone and the new has come. So you say, oh, I don't know if that's who I am. Well, it can be who you are today. Trust Jesus for your salvation. And you will know that you are a new creation in Christ. For believers, you're saved, you know it. You need to apply this in lots of ways, like in speaking, the way you speak. Because you do remember verse 15, speaking the truth in love, speaking to God in prayer, speaking to and about yourself, speaking to others. In prayer to God, how do you speak in prayer to God? Do you speak like a rich person who is chosen and has all the blessings of heaven already? Or do you speak to God like you're a beggar? Oh, God. Please forgive me. Do you know what God says? I've already done that. Right? Oh, God, please heal me. God says, I've already done that. Oh, God, please help me. Oh, God, please give me the fruit of the Spirit. God says, I already did that. You have all of that in your salvation. Now don't ask God like you're a beggar. Talk to God like you need to know what to do with what you've already got. Talk to God in faith, believing. How about when you speak to and about yourself? How do you Put off the old, renew your mind, and put on the new in speaking to yourself. Look what I just did. I'm so stupid. Oh, I'm such a klutz. I'm a loser. I don't know anything, and I'm no good at learning. Enough is never enough for me. I'm just old and worthless and weak. I'm just a sinner. And it's just the way I am. I can't help it. It's just the way I am. I can't change it. Oh? Now let me ask you this. Is any of that speaking the truth? Or is the truth this? I have the mind of Christ. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. The victory's won. God supplies all my needs. I'm strengthened in Him. My value is in Him. I am eternally new. So I reject those lies. By the way, do you know what happens? Because this is a principle of God's Word. This isn't just the power of positive thinking. This is a principle of God's Word that words that you speak reveal what you believe. And what you believe and what you speak sets something into motion. So if you say, "Oh, I'm so stupid." Well, do you know what you just released? Stupidity. If you say, "I'm so stupid," well, then you're in the process of moving in that direction. Say, "Well, I'm just scared to death." Well, what did you just unleash? You're moving in the direction of fear and death. Whatever that was that just happened didn't kill you, or you wouldn't have been saying that. Right? But your words can be killing you. But when you speak, "I have the mind of Christ," what are you unleashing? When you speak, "I am chosen, I am forgiven, I am blessed," what are you releasing? You're releasing the blessings of your identity and all that you are in Christ. You're releasing your healing instead of sickness and death. What about speaking to others and speaking about others? Is your conversation dominated by criticism, complaint, hatred, analysis? Or is your conversation dominated by the gospel, by Jesus, and love? What are you releasing in those things? When you're tempted, Satan lies to you, and you know, you speak some of those things, and Satan says, "You're still the same old person." Now, is that true? No. But Satan's a liar. You're still the same old person. You can't change. Go ahead and sin. Just give in to it. Go ahead and doubt and give up. Doubt your salvation. Doubt your identity in Christ. Doubt the goodness of God. Go ahead and despair and go into depression. Go ahead and just accept and receive your sickness. Go ahead. That's how Satan operates, and that's how the old man operates. But the new man in Christ, the renewed mind, says, no. And resists the devil. The new mind speaks truth. Devil, you are defeated. In the cross and in the resurrection, you're done. You have nothing in me. You have nothing in me. So you know what? You can't put any of that sin or doubt or despair or shame, sickness. You can't put that on me. You can't do it. So stop. In the name of Jesus. Stop. Satan cannot rob or steal your identity in Christ. That is who you are. Believe it. And we'll be seeing this again and again throughout the rest of chapter 4. How do you put off lying and put on truth? Put off holding on to anger and put on forgiveness. Put off stealing and put on sharing. Put off unwholesome words and put on edifying words. Put off bitterness and put on kindness. That is the rest of chapter 4. That's where we are going. So believe like a rich person in Christ. Remember that from chapter 1? Believe it. Speak that way. Renew your mind with it. And live it to the glory of God. for our closing this morning. I'm just going to